104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks, the Ed Lover Morning Show. Ariana Grande, the singer, pop singer, superstar, just got engaged to Pete Davidson, skinny, funny-looking dude from Saturday Night Live. He gave her, after 3 weeks, matter of fact, gave her a $100,000 ring when he only is worth $500,000.
Yeah.
Is it too much? Come on, y'all. Why is this so important? Let's talk to Mike and his wife on the phone from Logan Square. Mike and your wife, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, beautiful couple.
Mike, let me hear from your wife. Is this that important, Mrs. Mike?
No, it's not. When he proposed originally, he didn't even have a ring. And eventually it was like, okay, we'll get you a ring. And then we actually just have each other's names tattooed on our ring fingers because it's not about a diamond for me. It's about the promise of forever and being with each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. So what does the tattoo look like?
Hey, Ed, and let me tell you, I proposed to my wife when I was 19 years old, and we've been married 21 years this year.
Congrats! Yes! And you know what? You guys sound like the sweetest, nicest couple.
Ed, love, exciting, and new.
But how long did you guys know each other before you got engaged?
We were 8 months.
Ooh, y'all got married. Yeah, so we can...
Actually, we knew each other for a month before we got engaged, and 8 months later, we were married.
Wow. And it's been 21 years. God bless y'all. Thanks for calling in this morning. Still taking your call, 312-729-1043. So my next question was, did they get married too soon? Obviously not.
No, and they sound so happy and amazing.
And they were both on the phone. After 3 weeks, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson are engaged. He gave a $100,000 ring. Does it really matter that much? Let's talk to Easy from Wrigleyville. Easy, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, baby?
I'm blessed.
Does the ring really matter that much?
Yes. You just said the story about Bobby Brown, and it just warmed my heart because they loved each other, and money didn't matter. A lot of things didn't matter. It comes down to how he feels about you. I believe that we have lost the tradition. The knee on the floor matters. It better be the right knee. The hand got to be right, and it better fit her. You know, men have lost that tradition. I think we need to bring all that back with all this nonsense going on. I'm on my third engagement, and it matters. Yes.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate that.
I love the show, y'all. My kids and I watch you guys. I mean, listen to you guys all morning.
Thank you very much, darling. We appreciate it. Y'all keep the
calls
coming.
Love you, Jen. They looked you up on the internet to see what you look like. They were trying to figure out what you look like by your voice.
I love it. That is so sweet.
That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So let's talk to Dave from Elgin. And see, we're talking about this ring and how much does that really matter. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. All right. So I've been selling jewelry a while. I'm a certified diamondologist, right? So I've seen a lot. Now, first and foremost, the size of the ring should not dictate if you're willing to marry your spouse. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be in love if we're even talking about that. But I feel from a man's perspective, you know, we buy those big, nice rings as a sign of, like, honey, I love you this much. Here's what I can do for you. You know what I mean? Kind of as a show for respect for our wife.
Mm. I agree with you there. So what is your advice to men that want to get their spouse-to-be a big, expensive ring? Do they, like, go say, can I put it on layaway? Can I make monthly payments? Like, what do you say to that person that buys a ring that's more than their budget?
Well, you definitely can put it on layaway. I mean, if it's something, you know, you and your wife-to-be have talked about it, you already know you want to marry each other. It's just a matter of time. You know, work for it. Save, put some money away. Put it on layaway and make some payments and chip away at it.
Thanks, Dave.
But there's plenty of other options out there aside from diamonds that are very affordable and still absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate the call this morning. Let's talk to Nora. Nora, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
All right. Tell me what you think about this. Is it all about the ring or what is it about? It's about the love, about the size of the ring. What is it about?
Love is just an added bonus. It's always about the ring because when hits the fan and it goes south, at least you got some money in your pocket.
Boy, it sounds like something happened for you, huh, Nora?
What happened, Nora?
I mean, I've been married for 22 years, and the man is what he is. You can't change, and you can't make an old dog teach him new tricks. That's what it is. I mean, relationships now, people are living in this facade that they think love is everything, and love don't pay no bills, love don't make a house or a home. I mean,
yeah, and relationships take work, right?
The relationships definitely take work, and today's generation don't want to put in the work. I mean, people are jumping ship right away. They don't have what we had back in the day.
All right, thanks a lot for the call, Nora. Thanks. 100% appreciate that, y'all. It's 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. This is the Ed Lover Morning Show.